Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was bound to happen, folks. Bound to happen, but I was invited back on Fox News. But wait, don't get too excited. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out about me and the team. And I'm chuckling a little bit inside because I get this email. And I actually thought it was like one of these spam emails for a second. Because it was invitation to be on Fox. Now, I'm going to read you this. I'm the senior talent producer of Fox Soul's Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack, a live streaming national platform distributed by Fox Television dedicated to the African American viewer. So already I'm going, okay, so this is Miss Black America. This ain't Miss America. And he says this. Our focus is to touch on hard-hitting issues and topics that affect the black community. Now, it's funny how they use African-American first, now the black community. The show bolsters opposing ideas and features a panel of guests, including activists, politicians, actors, musicians, comedians, etc. On Monday, October 3rd, 2022, we will be discussing the topic, Is It Time to Get Over Slavery? Provided that you believe that we should get over slavery and progress forward, we would like you to consider appearing on the show and debate your position. Please advise regarding your interest. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. And, of course, the name of the guy. And I called him up. His name, I won't say his name, but I called him up and I said, hey, man, happy to be on. He was thrilled. So it's Fox Soul TV. Are you guys even aware that Fox had a Fox Soul? I'm talking about like Soul Train, Fox Soul TV. So Fox is selling this concept of a black, you know, thing to a black audience, which is fine. If you want a segment like that, that's fine. I personally think there's TV, either something's entertaining to you or it isn't. Many, many white people watched Good Times. As an example, many white folks, it was a funny show. It wasn't black TV. It happened to involve a black family that lived in the ghetto, but it was a fun show. And I know I could give you so many shows that, you know, you go, it's black, it's white. How many black people do you think watch Seinfeld? I bet it's millions. As wacky as it is, and yes, is it the black condition? No. It was interesting to me watching a bunch of Jewish people hang out and do what they do and, you know, deal with all the issues of the world from a Jewish perspective. But I don't think I would call it Jewish TV. Anyway, hey, Fox can do what they want. You know what I call them? Fox News. Now, they may be trying to set me up because, you know, I don't speak very highly of them anymore. But you know what? You set me up, you're going to get snake bit. And I'm curious as to who the people are who will be I'll be debating with, but it's a live stream and, you know, I'm sure people are going to be, you know, doing their quips and talking about whatever. But is for me, just the idea that these suckers invited me, I find intriguing. Am I in the Bush Leagues of Fox? You know, well, we'll start Kevin out on the Chitlin circuit. That's what they used to call it when black people had to go on. You couldn't get mainstream work, so you did the Chitlin circuit. So I'm on the Chitlin circuit of Fox. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but one time a lady from Fox News, a News Nation, you know, the online when they started the platform, she sends me a note, Kevin, we would love to have you on the show to do blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I was like, okay. But I sent a note and I said, hey, listen, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so please verify that it's okay for me to be on your show because, you know, Fox has not been good to me. They tried to get me kicked out of Turning Point Events and they were successful. They stopped me from doing other media, you know, different things. So I said, you might want to check, because I don't want you to lose your job because they suddenly see me on there and they're like, who put Kevin Jackson on? And then you get fired. And I never heard back from her. So it's funny that I get this email saying, hey, you know, do you want to talk about, is it time to get over slavery? So there you go. Just thought I'd give you guys a little inside baseball that I'm going to be back on Fox Soul Train. And it is today, in fact. So maybe you'll get a chance to see it. More happening in the news, needless to say. Busy weekend. Lots of killings. Don't worry about it. Nobody cares. It's just black people. It's just black people in Democratic cities. By the way, this one guy, he was defending his actions. He's the, I believe, the DA for Philadelphia. Here he is defending 1,000 murders in 18 months. A crazy number. And he doesn't take blame for it.
It is working. The reality is there are 1,000 people killed in 20 months. It is working. The reality is when you look at all these different jurisdictions, we have had a devastating blow from the pandemic. And there is absolutely no correlation between being progressive or traditional and the rate of crime. These states in the United States that have a rate of homicide that is 40% higher are MAGA states. They are Trump states. I'll say it again. The rate of homicide in Trump states as compared to Biden states, take all 50 of them, is 40% higher.
You know, Republicans say the opposite. It's all the blue states.
Republicans lie.
That was the DA from Philadelphia. And here's what he's saying. We had a devastating blow from the pandemic. What's that got to do with the murder rate? You want to know the answer? Absolutely nothing. He says there's no correlation between progressivism and crime. None. He doesn't see it. And then he says this. MAGA states are the ones where the crime rates are highest. Could be true. But what he won't say is inside of those MAGA states, the maggot state of leftism, is that every major city run by Democrats are the 90% of the crime that's going on in that state is centered in those maggot areas of these Democrat cities. That's it. Now, he's not going to go further. And what's funny is the people who are interviewing him, they're going, wait a minute, you can see them crying foul. 1,000 murders in 20 months. It has nothing to do with my policies. No, it's the devastating blow from the pandemic. Oh, wait a minute. What's the Chinese Wu flu got to do with people killing each other? Again, absolutely not.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I saw this story where over 125 people were killed at a soccer match in Indonesia after police fired tear gas. And it was so chaotic that these people trampled each other. They suffocated each other. They called it one of the most deadliest sports events in history. And I thought, as I listened to this tragedy unfold, the people describing this tragedy, this is nothing compared to what Joe Biden has done to America. He has taken a flamethrower to us, put us in a room, closed off the exits, and essentially set it on fire. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This country is being run by a madman, and people are finally recognizing it. And we're going to play a clip where Fox sort of put a mashup of everything that's happened. Get this. In September. Now, remember when Joe Biden ran for president, I told you guys, number one, America wouldn't elect a brain-dead moron. And we didn't. They cheated him in. But after doing that, I said it wouldn't get any better because Biden continued with his gaffes because they had to let him out. You know, of course, he acted as if he'd really won. And they were essentially pulling his thumb out of his mouth in the morning and taking off his Depends and changing his diaper. And it's only gotten worse. And what I told you is this. It's only going to get worse. You're seeing it escalate through the midterms. You will see it get worse in the next 2 years. And despite the left's trying to prep Kamala Harris as somebody that can take over, she looks even more of a buffoon than brain dead Joe Biden. Unbelievable. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Could things get any worse? Well, as Joe Biden might say, hold my beer, corn pop. Welcome, fellow Americanskis. We are in the middle of hurricane crap. Hurricane, forget Ian. Hurricane crap. Oh, so let's see. So we had H-I-J. What could it be? I was thinking H. Hurricane Holy Hell. Let's give this hurricane a name that we can use for all the hurricanes coming over the next 2 years. Let's call it Hurricane Biden. I always look back and I reflect and I say, where's Rosie O'Donnell? What's her name? She did Beaches. Bette Midler? Where's Bette Midler? These Trump haters, where are they? Where's Alyssa Milano? Where are these people that absolutely couldn't stand Trump? And now they're watching this economy eat Americans alive. Joe Biden was supposed to unite. He was supposed to make everything easier on everybody, right? Just like Obama. He's supposed to pay everybody's bills. What's he done? Joe Biden has put people into the poorhouse. Joe Biden has spent trillions of dollars, and he made such an incentive to not work that people don't want the jobs. We'll play a clip from Nancy Pelosi, by the way. She gives you her opinion about these illegals coming over, how she views them. In short, folks, Hurricane Biden has killed the American economy. It doesn't know it's dead yet because it's got muscle memory of Donald Trump still left in it. But the American economy, as Joe Biden defines it, it is dead. The stock market has lost more money all the money that supposedly was gained during the time of Biden, there's been no gains. And in fact, it's retracted. It's less than when Trump was president. People are pulling their money out of Joe Biden's economy in droves. Now, remember what I told you about money? Money is like the jet stream. It is like the tides. Money must flow. In order for the economy, any economy to work, it must flow. And what government economists do, smart money managers do, is they incentivize you to keep your money working. So in the time of Trump, you wanted to invest. You know what one of my buddies said? He said, man, I'm going to go borrow money. I go, why? He goes, it's cheap. I might as well get it now, put it into something that can make me money. He goes, because Trump has got everything cooking to such a degree, I should just go ahead and take that risk. We become better risk takers. I swear to God, this is what one of my friends told me he was going to do, and he did it. Hurricane Biden, folks. But before I continue explaining Hurricane Biden, let me step back for a second. And I just want to go back in the Wayback Machine for just a minute. And I want to ask you this question. Imagine, if you will, what America would look like under Donald Trump at this moment. Now, we're going to play this little thought exercise, but I want to play a clip from Donald Trump himself, because he tells you we wouldn't be in this mess.
The greatest humiliation our country has ever seen. I believe that was the most humiliating point in time in the history of our country. And now we have a war between Russia and Ukraine with potentially hundreds of thousands of people dying. That would never have happened. That war would never, ever have happened if I were president. And it didn't happen. For 4 years plus a long campaign, it didn't happen. Would have never happened with Putin. Never, never, ever.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Trump is right. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. What he was alluding to in the first part of that clip was Afghanistan, an embarrassment. He's talking about foreign policy. Then he says Ukraine never would have happened. There wouldn't have been hundreds of thousands of people dying. There would have been millions of people displaced. So let's reflect on a few things that wouldn't have happened. What do you think gas prices would be under Trump? By the way, I was shocked to go to the pump, and gas prices were almost a dollar more than they had been a week and a half earlier when I filled up. I was like, what just happened here? Gas prices back through the roof. Folks, just in time for November. What do you think food prices would be under Trump? What do you think your 401k would look like right now? Do you think that the stock market under Trump would have continued to rise, or do you think that it would have retracted to where it is now? Now, if you're a never Trumper and you answer any of those questions negatively, you should kick your own butt. Trump's trajectory was so amazing, it was ridiculous. The stock market right now would probably be at 36, 37, maybe even 38,000. Your portfolio would be kicking it. Home values would still be rising, but manufacturing would be flourishing. People would be, the money would be moving in the economy, and the Fed certainly wouldn't be talking about inflation rates through the roof like this. What Hurricane Ian, folks, did in Florida looks like swizzle sticks in comparison to the devastation of the political hurricane we now face, that is the devastation of Hurricane Joe Biden. Rampant inflation, then Joe Biden has no clue, no idea how to straighten it out. You can't print money and think that you are going to solve problems. Money doesn't solve problems. It exacerbates problems. So what's looming? Russia talking about nuclear war? China talking about invading? I mean, these are real discussions happening that would not have happened under Trump. And I'm not going to belabor the point, but you know, even the left realizes this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of people across the southeast United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Brought so much water that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
This Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said, no matter how unconstitutional it is.
Today is National Wide Awakes Day, the day we celebrate the American youth movement that helped elect Abraham Lincoln. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Our platform, can you imagine? Is this, again, this could only happen to Trump. This doesn't happen to people. Remember, Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, had a tour d'affaire and were writing love notes about the insurance policy to take out Trump if he should win the election. Should he win, we have an insurance policy. You know what the insurance policy was? All of the things that we've been through over the last 5 years. These are dangerous people who are willing to burn every American institution to the ground to target their political opponents. These are very sick and dangerous people. But we will never let them silence us. Truth Social, go out and sign up now. It's our voice. The radical left lunatics are doing everything possible to cancel our American First. This is America First. What's wrong with America First? We put our nation ahead of others, and we want to help others, but we have our nation to watch, and our nation has probably never been in more dangerous conditions than it is now. Everything's going bad, everything. But truth is carrying the banner and carrying it proudly and carrying it well. And we will continue onward like nobody has ever continued onward before. There's never been a movement like this.
Donald Trump, of course, folks, speaking about the dangerous people willing to burn down American institutions, the people who don't want you to believe in America First. They don't want to have a populist or AKA nationalist thing. By the way, have you noticed they dropped that nationalist stuff? Oh, in case you missed it, they dropped that anarchist, that fascist stuff. They was what do they call it, semi-fascist? They dropped ultra MAGA. They dropped MAGA. Did you notice, or did it just slip by you? See, that stuff doesn't slip by me. They dropped all that stuff because it isn't working. I'm going to be talking in the second hour about a development that it'll seem on the surface it's not that big of a deal, but it's a big deal. It is a big deal. And it proves to you that conservatism is winning. And when I tell you folks we're winning, we are winning in ways that you can't even, I mean, it's so big, it's so many different things. I could go and tell you this, and it would make your head spin. We are winning. I will prove it to you in the second hour. I will prove it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt, which is what I do every day. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Trump says there's never been a movement like this. You know what this is? This is nothing more than the continuation of the Tea Party movement. The only difference, the reason why it makes it better, Tea Party 2.0, is it gives it a heart. Make America great again. America First. This movement has a man who's willing to have a target put on his back. He's willing to sacrifice. He's willing to go to court to have people raid his compound, etc. All for you. And you know what else? The people around him, despite everybody going, you get around Trump and the FBI comes to look at you, the IRS will come to your house and all these different things. Do you realize that with all of that, there are people that still want to be around the man? But here's the biggest part of this. Here's the part that you should take so much pride in. At no time in history has there been a bigger dichotomy, a bigger difference between then and now. Then, lower gas prices, energy independence, manufacturing moving back, onus regulation taken out of corporations so they could actually raise the minimum wage, give money back to their people. Pride in America, money flow, lack of inflation, GDP growth, stock market through the roof, prideful American. I'm talking about in foreign policy where we bomb somebody, they know, ooh, these guys will come after you. Taiwan protected, no fear of China. Iran on the run, money devalued, no way to raise, you know, to be talking about terrorism around the world and certainly in America. A border practically secured, less than 1,000 people a week getting over the border. People, business starts, people buying homes, building homes, all these things. And now what do we have? We have rampant Bidenflation. We have more racial divide than you can imagine. We got CRT and all this stuff on steroids. We got more crime. By the way, Trump was tough on crime. Making all these strides, these inroads into every single problem that we face. Methodically going after them. Even when they ginned up Wu Flu, and while they were all trying to sabotage his presidency, impeaching him, and ultimately performing a coup. Show me somebody that could have done better. I know Ron DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis. He couldn't have done better. At no time in history, a bigger difference between then and now. At no time in history can you look at the difference between us and them and have it be bigger than it is right now. No time in history. We see the difference. We are for legalized immigration into this country, they're for illegal. They don't care. We are against terrorism, they're pro-terrorists. We are against special interests and this idea that because of your sexuality, you should get special treatment, your gender, etc. We are for equal opportunity for all. And we showcase it better than at any time in history. We show the difference between the real racist and us. They are the real racists in the Democratic Party. They are the real sexists. They are the real homophobes. Oh, they pretend that all their different initiatives help these people. They don't. They do nothing but hurt them. And they hurt this country. We show them the difference between doing things by the book and them being corrupt. We know the difference between the Trump kids and Hunter Biden. We know the difference between a family with class, Trump's, and a family of thieves and scoundrels, the Bidens. We know the difference between real media and fake media. The side that we're on, which wants to get the truth out, and the side that they're on, that is having to come to the conclusion that, you know what? If you don't give us the truth, you're going to lose market share, CNN. Why do you think Chris Likes over there firing people, demoting people? What do you think? Look, I'm going to talk to you about a story of other people that are being stepped out, forced to step down or to step out. Don't take these stories lightly. We are winning, folks, in every single thing that we do. You want to talk about woke? I'll give you woke. I got plenty to talk about woke. There's all kinds of things that we can be discussing that will prove to you that we have sanity, truth, God, logic, you name it, reason on our side. And the left, they can't stand us for it. Because let me let you know a little dirty secret. They can't stand us for it because when they leave their own people and they get behind the curtain, they are us and they know that. They are us and they know it and they hate that. So what do we get? We get subterfuge. We get all kinds of smoke and mirrors. They don't even know what they stand for. Let me play this clip for you.
If you're, because I think those of us in the Beltway, we consume the minutiae of it all the time. You know, we read 5 and 6 papers every morning, but when you're at home, you know, having your coffee with your family, you're not necessarily talking about January 6th. So what do you think will happen in midterms, Jasmine? Because soon I'll have to call you Congresswoman. I'll call you Jasmine as long as I can. What do you think is going to happen with this? Like, will these bullhorn racist attack ads, Willie Horton 2.0 type things work? Because quite honestly, there has been a spike in homicides. That has nothing to do with Democratic policies, of course, and certainly Mandela Barnes is not responsible for any such thing. But will that work with the Republican voter base?
So let me give you a little context for this. So Mandela Barnes, a.k.a. Jesse Barnes, who's using his middle name Mandela because he thinks it's going to gain him something. This is the guy who used to host lingerie parties. That was a controversy. Also, he lied about his record, saying that he had graduated from Alabama A&M and he didn't. He didn't finish his work, and he's soft-shoeing that. He's a liar. But he's a young, good-looking black guy, the youngest lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin, and now he wants to run for Senate. And the controversy is he's like most other leftists. He does not like police. He wants to see police defunded, et cetera, et cetera. So they're talking about Mandela Barnes isn't the reason for all this crime that's going on in America and all this. And so the new narrative for the Democrats who know that crime, and I don't know if you caught that, folks, that has become one of the top priorities for people in America. I'm talking about leftists in America. See, because we're in the suburbs. We're in the periphery. We're out in rural America. We don't have quite as much crime as they do in the cities. And now they're being forced to recognize it. And so they're going, Tiffany Cross, who's about to interview a lady who's running for Congress in Texas, and they want to make sure that everybody understands it. Well, you know, it's really not a crime. It's not a Democratic issue. And defunding police, that's not a Democratic issue. Oh, really? So you're going to rewrite history, right? Slavery. It was the Republicans who hung slaves, right? Not the Democrats. They want to rewrite history, and they want to do it with these, they got all these litmus test guys, like, you know, think of, remember Gillum as you think about Mandela Barnes. Just think of Gillum. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love watching leftists try to rationalize their positions once they figure out that they're wrong. And they try to reset the narrative. And as I said in the previous segment, the left now want us to believe that their policy on crime is not the reason why crime has gone up. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with that. Well, what is it? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play the entirety of this clip between Tiffany Cross and this Democratic congressional hopeful out of Texas, because you're going to see this thing is so rife with contradictions, it is pathetic. I'm going to stop it along the way just so we can delve into a few of them. And but I can't do too much of it because it'll take way too long. But anyway, here's the clip.
Because I think those of us in the Beltway, we consume the minutiae of it all the time. You know, we read 5 and 6 papers every morning. But when you're at home, you know, having your coffee with your family, you're not necessarily talking about January 6th.
I'm not going to be long, folks, but let me just translate. January 6th doesn't resonate. It isn't resonating. It's not getting them what they want. So what are we going to do now since everybody, you know, we're consumed in it, she's saying, but other people, maybe not so much.
So what do you think will happen in midterms, Jasmine? Because I soon I'll have to call you Congresswoman. I'll call you Jasmine as long as I can. What do you think is going to happen with this? Like, will these bullhorn racist attack ads, Willie Horton 2.0 type things work? Because quite honestly, there has been a spike in homicides. That has nothing to do with Democratic policies, of course. And certainly Mandela Barnes is not responsible for any such thing. But will that work with the Republican voter base?
You know, I absolutely think that there's a possibility. I mean, we see Republicans consistently go after fear instead of going after facts, right? The reality is that he's running against an incumbent. So if I'm an incumbent, what I'm going to go out and I'm going to tell you about my record. I'm going to tell you how I have made your life better. But he can't speak to that. So all that he can do is attack. And we have seen that the polls are tightening. You know, it's the misinformation that really frustrates me as somebody that actually practices criminal defense as well. Ron Johnson knows that we're not the ones that are dealing with the local police. That's not what we do on the federal level. And I know that there's been a lot of talk in Wisconsin about Mandela at some point in saying defund the police. And there's always these attacks and they're saying, hey, whatever y'all do when y'all run, don't say it. But the reality is that if it hadn't been said, we wouldn't still be talking about it.
Let me step in here for just a second and explain what she's talking about. She's saying we needed to be saying defund the police, but the Democrat strategists are saying don't mention that. Do not talk about that. I'll give you an example of what Republican strategists are telling Republicans. Don't talk about election integrity. So Democratic strategists are saying crime is a major issue for us. You shouldn't be talking about defund the police. And she's about to go into even more things that you will shake your head at and go, what? You didn't do what? Democrats are not responsible for what? But before we get into that, I want to dissect a few other things. She says Republicans are going to go after fear. She says we're the ones scaring people. We're the ones saying if they take your guns, you're not going to be able to protect yourselves. Right? That's the kind of stuff we would say. We're the ones saying crime is based on leftist policies, DAs that are too lax in sentencing guidelines, and I could go on. So, but it's our fault, right? She says that Ron Johnson, who's an incumbent, he can't speak to making things better. So instead, he blames Mandela Barnes, who, oh, by the way, wants to defund the police. And Ron Johnson sees that the polls are tightening because he knows that at the level of lieutenant governor, this guy has no power over the policing or whatever. Look, here's what I would say. If you put yourself in the political office at the level of lieutenant governor or governor, secretary of state or attorney general, I'm just naming those offices, you should have some answer. You should say, I raised the flag on crime. I did this on this policy. You can't run away from it. Oh, it was a fair, that's a local thing with the police. And the reason why she mentioned there's lots of talk about Mandela and defund the police is because he said it. It isn't like it's made up. I want to play the next piece of this because this is where it really gets interesting. It's already, I'm showing you that the new strategy for Democrats is to say, we aren't the ones who are trying to defund the police. We're not the people who are saying we don't need police. It's not us. We're not the ones who are demonizing police. It's not us. Next phase, it's us. It'll be the conservatives. We're the ones who did it. Remember what I told you about Wu Flu? Oh, no, no. We're not the ones who wanted lockdowns. We're not the ones who wanted you to get vaccinated. No, 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 no. That was, soon, Donald Trump. He's Operation Warp Speed. That was the Republicans. What are you talking about? You don't have any evidence of that. It was the evidence is all in their face. Let me ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is there any doubt in your mind who's pro-law enforcement and who's not? Any. If you had to put a party, who's pro-law enforcement, who's not, who's pro-law enforcement? You already know the answer. It's Republicans. Who's against law enforcement? Democrats. who uses law enforcement for its own nefarious and quite frankly, horrible, horrendous deeds. Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Barack Obama. They weaponize the DOJ against us and then pretend that they're using it for good. And meanwhile, at the minion level, they want to get rid of all the people at the lower level. So in other words, you have no protection at the bottom, and they own the protection at the top. You're going to love this next part. Let's play the next clip.
Right. It was so provocative. But to be clear, black people want law enforcement in their communities. When they call 911, they want them to show up. And a lot of times it's the black communities where they're not showing up. And one of the reasons they may not be showing up is because they don't look at those as priority calls, and they're having to prioritize their calls because law enforcement is playing dog catcher. Law enforcement is playing social worker.
Yeah.
And so they're not wanting to talk about what defund was about, which it was always about making sure it was actually supporting law enforcement. Because when they signed up to protect and serve, not to do all these other jobs. And so it was about efficiency.
How about that? Is that news to you? Yeah. The defund the police was about supporting law enforcement, folks. It was about efficiency. Black people, I've said this many times, black people want law enforcement, but the cops aren't showing up because they have to prioritize their roles. They're playing dog catcher. They're playing babysitter. They're playing all kinds of stuff. But she says defund was about supporting law enforcement, about efficiency, protect and serve, not these other jobs that the cops are having to do. So she's trying to soft shoe it. No, we were helping the cops by defunding them and moving that money over to community supports and community service people, etc. But now Tiffany Cross wants to chime in. And she says something, I promise you, will blow your mind. You ready? Here it is.
So, defund the police isn't a Democratic political policy, and it really is a reallocation of funds. So when you say black people want law enforcement, yes, but they also don't want to call law enforcement and then become a victim of
absolutely.
Law enforcement.
Absolutely.
I think that's
yes.
a good point.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely right. That was about the most insane comment you could make about this stuff. First of all, defunding the police is 100% a Democratic policy. This woman has a TV show, and she's lying. Why? Because now they got the new talking points. The new talking points are, stop talking about defunding the police. Shift it over. Let's see how this plays. But I want to remind you, all the other things that they tried to do. Roe v. Wade has been upended. That's going to be their salvation, right? Didn't happen. Donald Trump, ultra MAGA. You gotta get rid of them. The MAGA and the ultra MAGA. The Republican Party's too full of ultra MAGA. Oh, semi-fascist. Right? They tried that one. Everything that the Democrats have tried to lay at the feet of the Republicans has failed. You wanna know why? You're not gonna like this if you're a never Trumper or one of these Trump haters. Donald Trump. Donald Trump will not let anything go. He won't let J6 go. Did you hear Tiffany Cross at the very beginning talking about January 6th? It isn't resonating. We're the ones talking about it, but the people who are at their homes, and she didn't want to say this, paying those high electric bills, paying those high costs to fuel their cars, paying those high rents, paying that high money for food, they're not listening to this J6 nonsense. That's only inside the Beltway. You know what they're concerned about? Crime, paying their bills, pursuing happiness, living the American dream. And what that little interaction was about, it told you everything you needed to know. Democrats are scared to death because J6 isn't resonating, but everything else is.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.